STHS highlights importance of women's health on community. Mega Doctor News. More than passive recipients of healthcare, women are the foundation for healthy families and communities, playing a crucial role in the overall well-being and development of society. That's why prioritizing women's health is imperative, with its impact reaching far beyond individual well-being, touching every major area of development and stability in the community. Encompassing a wide range of topics including reproductive health, hormonal changes, mental well-being and the prevention and treatment of various diseases, women's health entails an understanding of the complexities of the female body and providing the necessary medical care and support to ensure optimal health and quality of life for women at all stages of life. The 2024 Health of Women and Children Report, presented by United Health Group, spotlighted several leading causes of death among women in the United States, including maternal mortality, heart disease, cancer, and access to healthcare. That same report found worsening challenges affecting women across multiple categories of health outcomes, including measures of physical, mental, and behavioral health. Unfortunately, a significant percentage of women struggle to prioritize their own health, with a large majority reporting difficulty in making it a top priority. In fact, more than 60% of women struggle to prioritize their health, according to a recent Gallup survey, with that figure notably higher among younger women. To shine a spotlight on the challenges to women's health and encourage Rio Grande Valley women to prioritize their health, South Texas Health System hosted a special panel discussion this week in commemoration of the International Day of Action for Women's Health, May 28. Entitled, Healthy Women, Healthy Families and Thriving Communities, the panel discussion and luncheon featured five women to address the social determinants of health like poverty, access to education and cultural barriers that impact women's health while highlighting strategies to encourage women to prioritize their health. This panel offered some amazing ideas and opportunities for women to really think about their own health and learn how significant our overall well-being is to society, says Delinda Gonzalez-Alcantar, Chief Executive Officer for the Boys and Girls Club of McAllen, who served as one of the panelists. As women, we wear many hats and sometimes, with all our responsibilities and obligations, we forget that the cornerstone of any work that we do is our health and overall wellness. If a woman's health suffers, it can negatively impact the entire household. In addition to Gonzalez-Alcantar, who serves on the Board of Trustees for South Texas College, the other panelists included Yvette Bueno, Director of Clinical Services, STHS Behavioral, Martha Cano, MD, a family medicine physician with STHS Clinics, Karina Barrientos, head nurse at McAllen High School, and Jimena Villarreal, a junior at IDEA Mission who was named Texas's 2025 Youth of the Year by the Texas Alliance of Boys and Girls Clubs. Women's health is a core part of our society, says Villarreal, the youngest of the panelists. I was so honored to bring the youth perspective to this panel, because health education and awareness begins when we're young girls. Sharing my perspective with the community served as a golden opportunity for our community to understand the challenges young girls face when it comes to education while allowing me to better understand the significance of prioritizing our health at a young age. The panel discussion covered various topics associated with women's health, including common health issues that greatly impact women, the importance of prioritizing mental health and menstrual, the impact of social media on young girls, and the lack of sexual education in schools and its impact on the health of young women. Following the event, each of the attendees had the opportunity to get a free forever bracelet, custom fitted and permanently bonded to the wrist, to serve as a reminder to prioritize their own health and well-being and join in the fight for women's health as a community. To learn more about the importance of prioritizing their health, including the preventative steps they can take to protect it, women are encouraged to speak with their primary healthcare providers. If you don't have one, visit doctors.southtexashealthsystem.com to find one near you.